From Washington, this is VOA News. International pressure builds to a return to civilian rule in Burkina Faso. Zambia's acting president reverses his dismissal of the ruling party's leader. I'm Victor Beatty reporting from Washington. The leaders of Ghana, Nigeria, and Senegal are to arrive in Burkina Faso today as international pressure builds for the military to return power to civilian rule following the resignation last week of longtime President Blaise Compaoré. The African Union has demanded a return to constitutional rule in 2 weeks and threatened sanctions. In Washington Tuesday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. is concerned about the situation.
We call on all parties to avoid further violence and work together toward a peaceful transition of power. The United States condemns the military's attempt to impose its will on the people of Burkina Faso, and we call on the military to immediately transfer power to civilian authorities.
He says the U.S. is encouraged by reports the army will transfer rule back to civilian authority. Meanwhile, France Tuesday said it played a role in the evacuation of Mr. Compaoré to Ivory Coast Friday.
La Côte d'Ivoire.
In Abidjan Tuesday, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara said Ivory Coast is grateful to have President Compaoré. The Ivorian leader said he found Mr. Compaoré to be in good spirits and impatient for peace to return to his country. Zambia's acting president Tuesday backed down from a decision to dismiss the ruling party's chief. The reversal announced by the acting president, Guy Scott, and Edgar Lungu, secretary general of the ruling Patriotic Front Party. Police and pro-Lungu demonstrators clashed late Monday over Mr. Scott, who is a white Zambian, who fired Mr. Lungu following the death last week of President Michael Sata. Mr. Sata died October 28 at a London hospital after a long illness. Under its constitution, Zambia must hold a presidential election within 90 days. This is VOA News. The Associated Press reports thousands of Sierra Leoneans are violating Ebola quarantines in search for food. President Ernest Bai Koroma has defended the strict quarantines as an effort to halt the spread of the deadly virus, which has killed nearly 5,000 people. Speaking Tuesday in Monrovia, the head of the UN mission for Ebola emergency response said there has been significant improvement in the fight against the deadly disease. Meanwhile, Catholic health experts met at the Vatican Tuesday to discuss their response to Ebola's epidemic. Dr. Clemens Ochel, an international health advisor at the Medical Mission Institute, warned the epidemic, first detected in March, has disrupted social relationships in affected countries.
I've talked to parents who said it's hard for us to keep our children at home because for several months schools are not working. And many people lose perspective of life because they cannot follow their normal livelihood activities. So we have to consider that Ebola is not a visible but an invisible destruction to the fabric of the societies that cause untold trauma.
The Ebola coordinator for the Guinean Health Ministry on Tuesday said the number of new cases has dropped in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. He said the challenge now is to trace all those who have come into contact with Ebola patients. Meanwhile, a hospital in Switzerland has begun testing an experimental Ebola vaccine made by the drug company GlaxoSmithKline. 120 healthy volunteers are taking part. A UN panel Tuesday said gold and diamond sales are being used to finance conflict in Central African Republic and called on UN peacekeepers there to monitor mining sites to clamp down on illicit trade. The panel said some 3,000 people have been killed between last December and August of this year in the wake of the sectarian violence that has gripped the country since mostly Muslim Salika rebels seized power in March 2013. The panel's report said in the north, former Salika fighters have been imposing taxes to fund their operations and issuing mining licenses near Bambari, and it said there's been no progress in disarming the splintered rebel factions. The Congolese army on Tuesday clashed for a second day with suspected Ugandan rebels known as the Allied Democratic Forces and National Army for the Liberation of Uganda and blamed for recent massacres in the east. According to civil society and UN sources, the French press agency says the battle erupted on Monday when troops attacked rebels thought to be organizing an assault on the town of Beni in North Kivu province. According to the army, at least one soldier and two rebels have been killed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.